they asked me to park cars for the Christmas music night. I can't understand why. I asked my wife one time, I was singing, and I asked her, I said, how do you think that sounds? And she said, it always amazes me how people that didn't grow up in a Christian home can be so tone deaf. Okay. If you want to know the truth, ask your wife. Okay. Judges chapter 7. I'll be in Judges chapter 7 today. My question to you is, are you being used of God the way that God wants to use you? Are you being used of God the way God wants to use you? Don't think that because you're in Bible college or the academy here at a good church that automatically you're, excuse me, you're already being used of God. We see here a history, and it's the history of Gideon. All right, so let me read the first seven verses of chapter 7, and then we'll get right into it. It says there in chapter 7, verse 1, then Jerubbaal, who is Gideon, and all the people that were with him rose up early and pitched beside the well of Harod, so that the host of the Midianites were on the north side of them by the hill of Morah in the valley. And the Lord said unto Gideon, the people that are with thee are too many for me to give the Midianites into their hands, lest Israel vaunt themselves against me, saying, my own hand hath saved me. Now therefore go to proclaim in the ears of the people, saying, whosoever is fearful and afraid, let him return and depart early from Mount Gilead. And there returned of the people 22,000, and there remained 10,000. And the Lord said unto Gideon, the people that are yet too many, bring them down into the water, and I will try them for thee there. And it shall be that of whom I say unto thee, this shall go with thee, the same shall go with thee, and of whomsoever I say unto thee, this shall not go with thee, the same shall not go. So he brought down the people onto the water, and the Lord said unto Gideon, everyone that lappeth of the water with his tongue as a dog lappeth, him shall thou set by himself. Likewise, everyone that boweth down upon his knees to drink. The number of them that lapped, putting their hand to their mouth, were 300 men. But all the rest of the people bowed down upon their knees to drink water. And the Lord said unto Gideon, by the 300 men that lapped will I save you, and deliver the Midianites into thine hand, and all the other people go every man unto his place. Look at verse 16. And he divided the 300 men into three companies, and he put a trumpet in every man's hand with empty pitchers and lamps within the pitchers. Let's pray. Father, thank you for your love for us. I ask, Lord, that you bless now. Today, as we look at this, Lord, I ask that you give wisdom, and this is your word, and I ask, Lord, then please, that you would influence people. If there's something that needs to be changed, we do that and decide that we're going to do what you ask us to do. We're going to be obedient, and we're going to be part of the people who are used by you. Lord, I ask that you bless now in Jesus' name. Amen. The things in the Old Testament pertain to us in lots of different ways, but Paul tells us in 1 Corinthians that these things happened unto them for our admonition. The Bible says this. We're to look at these Old Testament things and say, what can we learn from it? The word admonition simply means authoritative counsel or warning. All right. So we're to look at this history of Gideon, and we're to receive the warning. We're to receive the authoritative counsel. There's something that God wants us to see through this, that either we say, that's a good thing for me to do, or I'd better stay away from that. I don't want to do that. Okay, so that's what we want to explore today. Only a small percentage of the people that showed up actually ended up being used of God here. I think there were 20,000 people initially, 22,000. Actually, there were 22,000 that returned, and verse 3 tells us that 10,000 remained. So if we do the math there, how many people then were total? It'd be 32,000 people there. So there were 32,000 people that were there of the Israelites to go up against the Midianites. Right? Now we're talking about battle. Right, we're not talking about from a distance. We're talking about hand to hand. We're talking about them having to destroy an enemy by sword or by any means possible and incapacitate them. And this is what they're facing. And so 32,000 people came, and they were going to destroy the Midianites. Apparently, they believed that the Lord was going to save them through the hand of Gideon. It could have been anybody that went with Gideon. Anybody could have gone there. When it was cut down, then 10,000 people left. If we do the math there, one-third of the people remained. So when the first doing away with, it was only one-third. That's 33% of the people remained. Of those 10,000, only 300 after the water. So if we look at all of that, 1% of the people that went there were actually used of God. That's 1 out of 100. I wonder if that percentage doesn't carry through even today. That 1 of 100 Christians actually get used the way that God wants them to use, wants to use them. I wonder if that isn't the case. If that's the case, I would ask you, would you like to be that 1 out of 100? Would you like to do that? You think that your life would count and be purposeful if you were that way? Well, there's a certain number of things I think that we can get an admonition from in this history that helps us with that. And let's look then at these people. Let's look at how the Lord cut this down and look at their characteristics and learn from this. The Lord in his omniscience here knows
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah.